You are actually listening to Bayhouse Buzz, Season 3, Episode 2. You may hear that we've now got our jingles. Thank you, Kate. Thank you very much. It's really exciting to have our jingles on. So do feel free to let us know, vperry@gfmat.org, what you think of the jingles, everybody. What do you guys think?
It's good.
Yeah. Kate's like, I hate my voice. I think it sounds really good. But you introduce it really nicely. You enunciate well. Luke, thoughts?
It's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Liberties. Okay, so we started this week with kind of the Votes for Schools question this week wasn't it. Talk to me. What was the question?
It's just not a very good question. It was, should under 16s have special phones?
Okay.
Or a question like that.
Yeah, why do you think they were asking that question?
Because there's an increase in misuse of phones and social media by under 16s.
Okay, so what were your thoughts about it?
There's just no way to enforce it, and I think that's the problem with the question, because usually with Votes for Schools you should have a question that can work, whereas this can't.
So do you think, because you think, well, no one's ever going to be able to enforce that, so what's the point of asking us? There was no point in asking.
Yeah, no one's going to care, because if you tell someone not to do it, or they shouldn't have this, it instantly makes them want to have it more.
Yeah, because there's a similar question, isn't there, about smoking going on at the minute, about do we think it's ever possible for you to be the first smoke-free generation? That was a Votes for Schools a couple of weeks ago. It is tough, but do you think we do need different regulations around 16-year-olds or under-16s using phones?
I don't know, because some under-16s are like quite mature and can deal with it, and they'll go straight to parents.
Mm.
Other people just don't mature up until they hit college.
That's a giggle from Jack.
I think that it should really be like up to like a parent and child decision. Like,
all right,
if the parents can trust the child with a phone, like a normal phone,
yeah,
then yeah.
I think there are apps you can get that mirror phones, aren't there, so you can have access to your child's phone. Do your parents have access to your phones?
Parental controls
on your summer. Nice.
None.
I don't think so.
Oh
yeah, good point. As far as I'm concerned, none.
Okay, nice. Parents are listening. I'm speaking as a step-parent/parent, I didn't have control over my children's phones. With my daughter, I'm not so bothered. With my son, I wish I'd had more oversight of what he was looking at. Mostly because he made some silly choices and got himself into arguments and things with friends. And I think it would have been good for me to know that it was starting online and then became real world. Also just because some of the content I think he was accessing was a bit mature for him in terms of its content. So the music stuff he was listening to was a little bit mature for him, and some of the films he was watching through his phone were. And I wish I'd had sort of oversight of that. Do you think that's a thing? I think a lot of parents might think the same way I do.
I think a lot of parents can be worried about what their child is seeing and then how that will impact on their behaviour.
Yeah, so that's maybe why. So America are looking at banning TikTok, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's massive, isn't it? It's huge.
I disagree with that.
Well, it's not really banning TikTok, it's banning the company that owns TikTok, and they need to sell TikTok or something.
Okay.
It's too complicated to understand.
Yeah, it's huge to unpick, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what were you going to say?
I just disagree with it, because it's like a big platform. I mean, people are a bit stupid on it, and like bad things do happen, but it's, you know, people use it to promote their businesses and stuff.
Yeah.
And it helps them sort of get out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, we're going to ban it because a select few bad things are happening, so we're going to ban it for all American citizens.
All right, yeah, and that kind of, yeah. It's that sort of giving a whole class detention for three people being silly,
yeah,
which is really frustrating. That's essentially what's happening, isn't it? Everyone's being punished or being sanctioned. I think there's a thing about data collection as well, isn't there? That there's collecting data on American citizens and things. The company, that's why you were saying, like, the company's looking at being banned.
Also, with the Votes for Schools question, it's to eliminate online bullying, but then if you've got people in one class with over 16 phones than people in one class with under 16 phones, then you're just creating more bullying in real life.
You've got under 16 phone, you lose on.
Like,
so, yeah,
it's okay. Not actually solving anything.
Yeah, because I think the sentiment, the idea behind it, of the legislature, because obviously this comes from government research, Votes for Schools is a national programme, and we've talked about this loads, haven't we? And the research findings from the votes that go out go to really big organisations, they go to the government, they go to, depending on what the question is. So if we're asking about smoking and vaping, for example, the findings would go to Public Health England. If we were asking about this, it might go to the government, the media communications department of the government, just to let them know how you feel. So it's about you having your voice sent to the people that actually can make change for you. So they've asked Votes for Schools to ask this question because they want to hear your opinions on it, which is why, you know, you can put a little comment at the end, so your teacher can add little comments in at the bottom. And that gets featured in the next week, so you should see it, like a comment from different schools. That is how you can also send them a message saying, actually, this question is daft, you're going to make the situation worse. Okay, I'm with you on that. I think that also young people, there's a question a few weeks ago about this, should adults be teaching you about like internet safety? I think you guys will always find a way around it. They'll find a way of hooking into a Wi-Fi that gives you access to all of the other apps or whatever. Do you know what I mean? There will always be a way around it. So, I don't know, just my not very technological opinion. Cool, okay, nice. Did you vote? Or did you just not bother voting? Did you actually record a vote?
I don't know, because our teacher didn't really like go like boys, girls. We just put our hands up.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that would still have been recorded. They'd have just.
So I don't know if you like put it in there.
Okay, I'll soon find out and tell him off. So, essentially, would you recommend a under 16's phone? Yes or no, coming down the line, start with Jack.
Do we go from the other line?
Yes, Luke, go for it, Kate.
No.
Luke?
No.
No.
Sorry,
no.
Sure.
Jack just wanted to be the opposite of everybody else, which is why I wanted to go last. Okay. So what else has been going on this week, dribbler? Jack's just dribbling his drink everywhere. What else has been going on this week?
I think the year 10s have had mocks.
They have, their mocks have started. Oh, it's where I've been doing exam stuff all morning. It's been so bad, so I thought. Anything else? Anything else going on around the school? What's been, any changes in the canteen that we might have noticed?
What's the barriers?
Yeah, we've got the new kind of, what I keep calling to the exam, the bumblebee barrier. On the first day of it, I was just follow the bumblebee barrier around the what? Oh, right, okay. Because it's obviously black and yellow stripes. I thought it was obvious. Excuse me, going to cough. Yeah, so there's been the barriers put up to get a one-way system. I found being on the queue every day, apart from today, that the queue's going to be quicker.
Yeah, but it is kind of annoying. Like, you can't just walk straight through, like, straight to the thing that you want to get. Like, if absolutely. I just want a drink.
Yeah, you've got to go around. Yeah. And it takes you an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 seconds wasted.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to 5 minutes extra waiting in the queue. So ultimately saves you time. Because we got the queue through. Literally, we finished 10 minutes earlier yesterday than we normally do. And we've done the same number of sales. Do you know why we've done it?
To be annoying.
Yes, yeah, we do. Everything we do, Jack, is to annoy you. Just you personally.
And the canteen gets overcrowded.
It does. And that little bit, when you get a few people we let through, it still gets really pushy and shovy because I want to get the last panini or whatever it is that's there, or you want to get to the drinks first because there's only one iPro thingy left. I'll talk about those in a second. What else do you think we might have done it for? It was the canteen staff and then the guys that managed the canteen that made the choices and did that.
To stop theft.
Yeah, to stop theft. Because some people might have only a certain amount of money on their account, but they also really quite fancy a waffle as well. So they might pocket the waffle or pocket the more expensive item to get a few things. And what that means for you is that the prices go up because we have to pay for food to go into those cupboards or to be cooked. It's not free, but school doesn't get food for free. And so if lots of things are being stolen, and they are, then the prices has to be put up for everybody. But the only people affected by that are the people who aren't pinching anything. So we're trying to stop the prices going up any further because obviously we've had to absorb an awful lot of price increases for the cost of living increases that we're getting passed on by wholesalers. Because it's not just Tesco's that put their prices up, it's all the wholesalers for schools and things as well. So we want to try and make it cheaper for you guys. So it's 30 seconds. And I admit it, if you just want a drink, it's annoying having to go all the way around. I get that. But it keeps those drinks down. Speaking of drinks, Jack, which flavour have you got of the new iPro?
Some mango.
Okay. What's it called? iPro?
I don't know. There's a little thing there.
I think it's called iPro Hydration or something. So you've got the mango one.
Yeah.
I quite like the cherry. Has anyone else had one of those? No, not had
during
one yet.
During the testing, I didn't realise the mango one was clear because when it was full up earlier, it looked clear.
Yeah, yeah, it is a clear one. It was weird. Because actually, they're better for you than the flavoured waters and things. There's less sugar in them and stuff. Sponsored Park Run as well. So they do. It's a nice promotion for the local Park Run, which is a free way of getting out, getting energised and getting healthy. Lots of us, you know, Pearson in your year group?
Yeah.
Who's one of the teams. Hi, Pearson, by the way. I'm not being sponsored for this. he goes out and does his, like, regularly does park runs and supports and marshals and park run and stuff. Really good free way of getting out and exercise. You don't have to pay for a gym. No judgment. You can walk it. You can jog it. You can run it. You can take your kids in a pushchair. It's really cool. Mm. Walk, run with the dog. It's 5 or 10K, but they're really good hydration drinks. So as opposed to just having flavoured water, which often leaves you more thirsty, it's a hydration drink. What do you think of the lid?
We had this discussion last week.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? What do we, Jack? How are we feeling about the lid now? I want to see if we've kind of, if we've sort of gone beyond the. Oh, it's annoying! I can't get it off.
Okay, the lid is great, but when you open it and you try and drink it, the lid's always like on your cheek or something. Yeah. It really just annoys me.
So you can bend it back. Yeah, bend it back a bit. It's fine as long as you don't snap it off because it becomes two different things. But you can bend it back, not like Beckham. Yeah, so it sits more flat. Yeah, you see that. Jack is currently having a revelation of just doing what I've just told him to. Cool. So we've got sports fixtures. We've not had very much previously, but I know we've got some coming. We have got a big cup final coming up where we're going to be heading to a local stadium, which is really exciting. So I'm hoping in some of our final podcastings we can be reflective on that. But Kate's rummaging frantically through her notes to check out the sports fixtures this week. What have we got?
So this week we've had a draw for Year 7 boys football.
Nice.
Against Broome Park, it was 2-2.
The ballet dancers score. Wait for it.
Not even funny.
Liberties. Definitely not nominating you for nothing. This is not a man who is bribing a woman to nominate him for hot chocolate, is it? Not even slightly. Okay, any other fixtures this week, Kate?
There was a Year 8 boys football against Broome Park, but unfortunately I don't get to
score. Ah, okay. Well, any of the Year 8s come up and let us know how you got on. This is Jack just nicking crisp, if you can hear him rustling. Okay, so Jack, you asked a question before we came on air. You asked a question about cheese. Finish your mouthful of crisp, and we're going to have this discussion on air. Everyone's looking at me horrified.
It was so interesting debate this morning. It was so interesting.
Where did it come from?
One of the...
Plastic cheese. That's the sport started it.
Plastic cheese.
It was Matt talking about...
Yeah, he said about plastic cheese, and then he went on to how it...
Well, no, we started about talking how me and him did a show, and talking about how Alfie was really funny, talking about he had a really strong connection with plastic cheese.
Right. Okay, and then... Oh, the plastic cheese that was on your trays for Food Glorious Food, by any chance, or actual, like, the cheese you put on a burger, plastic cheese?
Cheese burner burger, plastic cheese.
Okay, fair enough.
More plastic than cheese.
Exactly. So, and also more single-use plastic in the world when you've unwrapped it. Just, why are we doing this to our universe? Anyway, so the question you were asking, what was that? so amusing and kind of interesting to gather around and talk about.
So, can you fascinate a girl by giving her a piece of cheese?
Fascinate? What do you mean by fascinate?
Well...
Can you maintain her interest?
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is an overshare alert, everybody. In my husband and my wedding vows, we mentioned cheese and bacon. We wrote our own vows, and he said there would always be cheese in the fridge, and I promised there would always be bacon, because just that's the deal. So yeah, you pretty much can always fascinate a girl by providing cheese. How did this question come about?
What was it?
We're talking about Oliver.
Sorry, unless she's lactose intolerant, everybody. Other dairy products are available. You're talking about Oliver. So, but you said a sixth former asked you the question.
Yeah.
We were remembering about the good times during Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver was great.
And then we talked about how we did home production, and we were talking about, so everybody had to tell like a story on how they had a strong connection with something.
Okay.
And one of the upper six talked about how they had a really strong connection.
Okay, right. So it was about sort of creating your role and that connection with home. Okay,
yeah.
Nice. So yeah, preparing for a role, even if it's a small role, you do a little bit of preparation to figure out who you are and why you're there. Lovely. Finding a motivation. Yeah, so interesting. So can you fascinate a woman with cheese? Well, I think that's a really generalised statement because some people are lactose intolerant, some people are vegan.
Ooh.
Okay, so I think it's, can you fascinate a person... Because can we fascinate Jack by providing them with crisps or Rice Krispie squares? Exactly. Can you fascinate a person by providing them with something they love?
I mean, I couldn't be vegan if I couldn't have cheese.
Yeah, I think that's been the thing I'd found most difficult. If I couldn't have cheese, I'd struggle to be vegan. Because I 100% get why people are vegan. I 100% hear the message about the carbon footprint of the meat industry and the dairy industry. I get that dairy isn't necessarily good for me, but I will still walk through my front door and the first thing that's on my left is the fridge, and I'll open the fridge before I shut the front door and take some cheese out because I like cheese.
I couldn't go without cheese.
If I've had a day without cheese, I'll just literally go and cut myself a cheek bit off, and it's really bad for you. So fatty.
chicken's so much great. Like, just kill a bird. No, not a bird. A chicken. And get
a chicken. Chicken is a bird, just so we're clear. It's just a flightless bird. Yeah, but I think the issue with that many vegans kind of find is that the mass produced or the industrialised agriculture that comes along with beef farming and chicken and poultry production, mm-hmm. I think is really tricky to get around. If we were having like local farms that you could just pop and get a crate of eggs, I think that wouldn't be a thing, but we don't have that. We have factories that float on the sea to clear out seabeds for fish, and we have farmland.
Some of the pictures of like chickens that are like just cows in cages their entire life.
Yeah.
It's just really disturbing.
Yeah, the animal welfare aspect of it, you're right, particularly chicken farming. I think there was a really big push in the sort of late 80s and 90s against battery farming, which had them in very, very small cramped conditions. And there's now obviously a welfare standard that has to be met. But not all of our chicken comes from this country, so it's really difficult to ensure that, isn't it? But yeah.
Chicken Run. Film.
Yes. Now you understand why where that film comes from. Although they had pretty good conditions. They each had their own bunks. So why were they escaping? Oh yeah, the chop. I get it. So great film. I have seen the set. Has anyone seen the second one?
I've seen the second one.
I thought it was less good. It doesn't live up to it. I think because they recast as well, didn't they? Yeah. So not nearly as good. You know, well done. Props for the animation, but without Jane Horrocks, I think it loses it. She's great. And it's Nadia Sawalia and those guys. So because you've not got the same cast in there, it's not really good. I think that made it. I liked the premise of the big farm and the collars. That was quite cool, and the escape. But yeah. Not nearly as good. I'm glad you're with me on that one. Anything else we want to share with our team this week? What if we have anything we've forgotten? Hot Chocolate Friday is happening. It was all one particular group of young people who've got an award. I'm being glared at, but you keep being mean to me, Luke. So why would I nominate you?
You keep being mean.
It's every week you're meaner to me, like meaner and meaner. You haven't quite got the concept of bribery, have you? Honestly, folks, I do not support or propone that anyone should bribe anybody. I am joking, of course. So, anything else you want to share with... He's literally so unimpressed, Gav. He's less impressed right now than he was with my joke earlier about tutus. That's just, you know, you should mean to me. It's fine. I'm used to it. Anything else we want to share with our audience this week?
I hope everyone that did their speaking exam this week.
Oh, yes, the MFL speaking exams. My goodness, you guys. Well done if you did that. That was a tough one, so well done if you've been doing this.
First thing on Monday morning.
Oh, what, this coming?
No, last week.
You were on the first. Ooh, get it out of the way, though, before it gets busy up there and, you know, and everyone starts spreading the tales of woe. Because it's normally more stressful when everyone comes down, oh my God, it was really bad, and everyone shares the stress. But actually, get it out of the way. No, it's fine. Got it done. Not the case?
It was okay. Just probably the worst of all the exams. In all the subjects.
Do you think it's because it's live and you have to talk? Yeah, okay. Remember that nodding doesn't show on a podcast.
Yes, it is. It's live.
Because literally, three people just love nodding at me going, yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations to anyone who's done that. And obviously, we are ticking the minutes away. All of those minutes count, everybody. Every minute counts. And we're ticking the minutes away to the exams. These guys have very limited podcasts left with me. So very few opportunities left to bribe me, I'm just saying. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. That was Season 3, Episode 2 of Bay House Buzz. We will be back next week with a final roundup. See you then.
You're listening to Bay House Buzz.